Indeed, we did get that report, and I have to tell you that it was the first time in a long time that we had actually gotten a response. And if I could just make a couple of comments, you know, there's been a lot of focus on this. And I always say and begin by saying that, you know, the friendship between the United States and Lesotho is enduring. We are friends. We will remain friends. We are Lesotho's longest standing, I would say, most resolute partner. With respect to trafficking in persons and what the government has been doing, you know, for the previous 3 years, I was directly engaged with my counterparts at the highest level of government. And honestly, there was no significant progress on trafficking in persons. So this year, we did receive the government of Lesotho's trafficking in persons response. And I have to say that, you know, we congratulate the government of Lesotho for submitting the report. And while we are encouraged by these actions, the United States is still looking to see sustained action to enforce legislation and bolster efforts to implement new initiatives to address the issues of human trafficking in Lesotho. And officials that were found complicit in any form of human trafficking must be held accountable.
So, Ambassador, when I spoke to the Home Affairs Minister, he said that he has told the Lesotho police that they could get any information they wanted on any official that they are investigating. Could you explain what seriousness means?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say that, you know, it was very encouraging to see Prime Minister Majoro and his cabinet introduce legislation to strengthen protections for victims of trafficking and to better empower law enforcement officials to punish traffickers. This is a landmark progress, and it's a first for Lesotho. Now I strongly urge the government to ensure that these new anti-trafficking laws are faithfully executed. And the standard of progress here, as in any investigation, is to identify primary suspects, vigorously pursue investigative leads with clear outcomes, and wield prosecutorial powers per the law. One encouraging area is the Lesotho Mounted Police's engagement with U.S. law enforcement to investigate persons linked to human trafficking allegations.
Lesotho was downgraded to Tier 3 on the U.S. trafficking in persons report. Is the U.S. ready now to reconsider upgrading Lesotho's status?
The ultimate decision on Lesotho's trafficking in persons tier ranking is going to be made in Washington. And that decision will be based on reporting from the embassy.
Ambassador, you have also said in the past that Lesotho African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, trade benefit. AGOA is so important to Lesotho. So is the U.S. also ready to pull the plug if conditions are not met?
Well, as you noted, you know, AGOA is a trade benefit program that grants preferential trade access to countries whose government prioritizes the protection of internationally recognized worker rights, including protecting victims of forced labor on trafficking. And so AGOA eligibility is not directly tied to Lesotho's trafficking in persons tier. However, when considering a country's AGOA eligibility, the U.S. trade representative may consider how well that country's government is protecting human rights. Human trafficking is certainly a human rights violation.